about this?
Well, I'm going to urge the voters on question five to vote no. It's, you know, I'm a Democrat. I like to see Democrats win, but I'd like to have them win fair contests, ones that aren't fixed before the election. And this hardball, bare-knuckle, partisan redistricting, look, it's not just the Democrats. In other states, the Republicans do it to the Democrats.
That happened in Texas not that long ago. I mean,
exactly, but Maryland does not need to be the poster boy for gerrymandering around the country. Right now, if you go to a government class in any college around the country and they talk about the negatives of gerrymandering, what's the state they use as an example of the most gerrymandered state in the country? It's Maryland. And the problem for the public there is, number one, you know, half of the public doesn't know what congressional district they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. They look like, someone said it looked like a pterodactyl lying on its back with its wings spread out in one of these districts. And the problem for the public there is that you don't get the kind of representation. You don't get the kind of candidates. You don't get the public interest really fulfilled by having these districts compact. They need to be compact so people know where the district is. They have to have like-minded community, so we don't have a district like Congressman Sarbanes, which is looks like a whole bunch of blood thrown up on the wall.
It looks like somebody sneezed on a map.
Or Congressman Van Hollen, he's now got a district that goes from the Pennsylvania border down to the D.C. border.
Mm.
And it's all for bare-knuckle, let's get an advantage reason. I'm calling on folks to vote no on question five. If they vote no on it, it will shoot down that plan and give them a chance to go back and do something different. So my favorite football player is Joe Flacco. I am a huge fan of the Ravens, and number five is the question that I'm asking people to look for on the ballot, because there are going to be all sorts of questions. Look for five. Remember Flacco's number.
And vote
but
no.
But vote no. Now, if Flacco's on the ballot, vote for him, because he's great. But
headline in
no.
the Sun tomorrow. Comptroller says no to Flacco. I can see it already.
But it's a kind of a dry parliamentary issue, and it gets overlooked. Nobody's really it's not a nuclear issue like the gambling that you mentioned, where it's their TV ads. But this is a super important issue for the citizens of Maryland to put their hand up and say, look, you know, we're Democrats. We're a Democratic state. But this is way too much Tammany Hall, way too much over the edge as far as.
In a state like Maryland, a robust competition of ideas is 9 times out of 10 going to be won by the Democrats anyway. So there's no reason to do this sort of gerrymandering where it really is almost personal that they did this. When they sit in a room, if this goes down, and I hope it does because it is an absurd map that they've drawn, what's to stop them from just simply doing it again?
Well, that's where the public can come in. I'd love to have your listeners' thoughts on this. My idea is we have an independent commission appointed of Democrats, Republicans, independents. It should be a politician zone-free area where no politicians are allowed on the commission. Current politicians or former politicians, get them out of it and let a bipartisan independent commission draw the lines both for Congress and for the legislators in Annapolis. And if you do that, I think you'll have districts that make much more sense to folks. You'll get much better representation and you'll have more honest, open government. This situation right now, as I said, Maryland is the number one I don't want to say laughing stock, but people laugh.
It's when they chuckling stock, at least.
When they see these districts, they really, as you say, can't believe it.
When even Democrats are laughing at a Democrat plan, it is a laughing stock. And it's the same thing in Texas when some Republicans were saying, this is absurd. You've got a district that goes 100 miles down a freeway, no wider than the freeway, and then expands again to get the result that they want.
But here's another consequence. Look over on the Eastern Shore, which is now a graveyard for Democrats. No Democrat could possibly win in that district that they left over on the Eastern Shore.
Andy Harris's district.
Yeah. What do we do as Democrats? We put up a junior varsity candidate who's not properly vetted and ends up she voted in the same two different states in the same election.
Voter fraud doesn't happen. I've read the papers.
Yeah, but the problem is when you make the, when you make these districts fortresses for one party or the other, then you end up with these candidates that aren't properly vetted.
And they aren't ready for prime time.
Over there, we got a write-in candidate now. So it's there is a impact on the candidates, but most of all, it's on constituent service. Constituents knowing who represents them, having compact areas so that the representatives actually can get around to the different parts of their district.